This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Skank Skanks Podcast.
Live at our houses.
To the fucking green party over here. Also green nails. Oh boy. Dang, what were we talking about before we started? Because it was fun.
All of your fake insults that I never
said.
Yeah,
so we're going to start, apparently, we're going to start every episode because we talk for like an hour usually before we even start recording, you know, just gabbing, just being ladies. But anyways, this fucking asshole, she's so mean to me. Every time she just cuts me down. She likes me sad on the podcast. Because, okay, so I'm a shittier wife than she is. We learned that, which she's probably not wrong, but it's fine. What else? Oh, you told me my voice was transgender-like.
I said it was a transaction.
Transgender-like. I'm a man. And that I looked fat in my shirt. She didn't actually say that I did, but she didn't say no. So, and I'm a lady. I'm pretty sure she actually did say no, but
what I said was, because you said I look huge. Because of my tits. And I said, oh, I thought you said I look cute because of my tits.
Oh, that's what it was. And she was like, because bitch, that ain't it.
Did I just do your goose honk on accident?
Yeah, you did. I'm rubbing on you, rubbing off on you. I'm gonna rub on you November 5th or 7th in Houston, New Texas.
New Texas.
Old Texas. Old Testament Texas. So yeah, she bullied me into submission. So the Patreon didn't get titties. You guys get sad me because I'm a shitty wife and I'm a man. That's why I'm a shitty wife, because I'm a man.
Yeah.
Ah, we figured it out. I have some news for you, sir.
Oh, I thought you were talking to yourself.
No. The man that pays my bills.
Where's my drink? It's not the giant blurry thing on the side.
It's not. While that looks like a big Red Bull can, it is not. It is a painting and the other wall.
In a mirror.
We didn't. Oh yeah, I guess. That's a painting right there,
and a whole other wall.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing over here.
She's got walls on top of walls.
It was for the sound. It was too loud in here. Too echoey in here. It's still pretty echoey in here. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine. Stop asking.
No one asked.
No one ever does. I'm just kidding. The amount of people that fucking ask me if I'm okay is annoying.
Well, you make it pretty clear that you're not.
Take a fucking hit, would you?
Oh, yeah. Stop asking. You can tell. What is it?
Hopefully cats. I think it is. They ran away. Or demons. I don't know.
That scared me.
Me too.
I've been watching The Walking Dead, so it kind of sounded like a zombie was just shuffling toward your door.
Stop it.
They aren't real. It's impossible.
You know what? I don't want do this anymore at 4 a.m. It's getting spooky.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry. It's fine.
I'm sorry I made fun of you and tore you down and then scared you.
I'm sorry I'm such a little bitch. Damn. I don't want to be a little bitch.
Then stop.
It's really hard. I've been a bitch my whole life. A little bitch. Not just a bitch. I'm pretty nice, I think.
Not a big bitch.
Not a big bitch. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I don't like this image you're painting of me.
I'm so sorry. You're actually so nice to me. You're like at least the third nicest person to me on the
planet. At least I don't know. Never mind. I am pretty mean. I make fun of you a lot. I'm sorry.
But that's how we show love. It's fine.
It feels like it cheers you up.
It does.
And I don't know how to deal with people's emotions, so I just make fun of them.
Me either. I don't even know how to deal with my own, so it's fine. Be mean to me. Please, please be mean to me. You know I love that.
I don't know what to do.
Come tell me I'm ugly. I'm so close.
But I can't lie.
Oh my god, she's fucking perfect, you guys.
Look at your little dimples.
No.
I got dimps.
I hate everything. Oh my god, what was our song? We had a song about dimps. I got a pimple. That was on my nipple, or was it dimple? No,
dimple. I got a pimple on my dimple.
We have sing-alongs too, Lena and Skanks.
We just make up our songs,
which doesn't work. It takes a lot more work than to just read lyrics off a screen. I'm just kidding. We'll get to that. Boy, will we? Holy hell.
Will we? I don't know if I can handle it.
I don't know either. I could talk for an hour and a half just about Legion of Skanks singing songs to me. Specifically to me. We should, oh my god, you know what they should do? They should, at the end of every week, at the end of every Zoom episode, they should take requests and do one sing-along every episode to bring the guest in with to start the show. Do a sing-along as a little icebreaker.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know what they should do is they should sing a song for us.
Well, that was really what I was going to say. But I think they hate us again. So they haven't mentioned vampires in a couple weeks. So.
Yeah. Lewis also shit all over me.
He did. All over your chest and face. It was rude and disgusting.
Got in my ears and everything.
It's still in her hair.
I know. What do you think I keep doing this for? I'm trying to get all of Lewis's shit out.
Yeah. I didn't like that at all. Ma'am, can you not lick shit fingers?
Yuck. There's no shit in my hair, and I didn't lick my fingers.
Oh, you're kidding me. I thought.
That's for the listeners who don't watch.
I forget people actually listen to this. I thought they came on our tits. Not listen to us, because God, why?
I don't know. Lewis does.
Yeah.
Our one true fan.
Well, I'm glad you cleared it up for Lewis then, that he didn't shit in your hair and hands.
Yes. Well, maybe he thought there was some other kind of shit in my hair, like bird shit or something. You never know. Maybe he thinks I live in infestation and I have like rat shit in my hair.
Oh, true.
Because he seems to think I'm
filthy, nasty,
a horrible, disgusting woman.
That's all. It's what I think. I mean, that's not what I
think. Yeah, I'm the mean one.
No, I'm just dumb. That's not what I meant. I think that's what he thinks. I think you're great. You're my favorite person on the planet. I don't know about him. I think he thinks you're yucky for some reason. For no reason, really. You've been nothing but nice to the man.
Yeah.
Well, on episode 573 of Legion of Skanks, Useful in Hell, they started off talking about Wizard of Oz.
Well, it started because they were talking about Scare... Well, I don't know. They were talking about Wizard of Oz already, but they said that it was Lewis, right, who was saying that scarecrows are supposed to be black people?
No, I think it's just supposed to be a person.
It's supposed to be a person.
You racist?
Why would you think that?
It has nothing to do with black. It's just a person.
Their faces are usually, like, yellow. Like, what?
Like
a burlap sack or something?
Yeah. If it's done right, it's a burlap sack.
Yeah,
it's so. Lewis, you racist. It's just a person. People scare birds, Lewis. Not just black people. All people.
All the primates.
Well, glad we got that cleared up. That Lewis is the racist and not us.
Well, it's true.
So this is whenever we kind of started talking about this on the Patreon because we got a little wild and a little ahead of ourselves, but they were talking about the Wizard of Oz, which led to like Halloween and what they should be for Halloween, because they seem to think that Lewis should be the Tin Man, Jay is a sexy lion, sexy cowardly lion.
Cowardly, yeah.
And then Dave would be the Scarecrow. Ouch. And yeah. What we were talking about was that the Scarecrow doesn't have a brain, right?
Yeah.
So that's obviously Lewis.
Well, it just seems like it wouldn't be Dave. Okay, always say that Dave is the smartest one?
Yeah.
So why is he the one with no brain?
True. But then,
But Lewis also doesn't have a heart. So the Tin Man thing might be accurate.
Yeah, I guess he can be the Tin Man. I'll allow it. But so then Alex. They were like, she'll be the witch because she looks witchly. But is she why does she have to be the, like, evil witch? They never brought up the good witch.
That's what I was thinking. What about the good witch?
Or should Bobby be the good witch?
I liked the idea of Bobby being Dorothy.
I have pictures of me as Dorothy, but it was a really slutty costume, and I was really not of the age, so I never showed anyone.
My little daughter was Dorothy when she was 2.
Because
she already had like little red sparkly shoes.
Yeah.
And so I got her a little Dorothy outfit, and aww, she kept it and wanted to wear it like all, the whole time. Like, she wore it way longer than it fit her, just mm-hmm. like all the time until it like tore from trying to take it off.
Mine was probably a child's costume. It was either for a child or an adult.
An actual prostitute.
Yes.
Ooh, do strippers dress up for Halloween?
Ooh, probably. I would hope so.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
For the patrons, I mean.
Probably fun for the... Dressing up's fun. If you want to do that. But... So it could be fun for the whores. I mean, the strippers. I'm just kidding. The strippers. That was mean.
I'm sure some of them double as whores, but it's okay. It's all the interns are supposed to be the flying monkeys.
Or just monkeys. Or the ones that are bad are just monkeys or something.
I don't know why Lewis thought that the flying monkeys spoke in that movie.
Because he's done a lot of drugs. I always heard the thing about, I think, I'm not sure, maybe, I don't know, maybe Jay brought it up, about, like, one of the flying monkeys or whatever hanging themselves, like, in the back of the, like, in the background of the movie. Oh, it was
one of the munchkins.
Yeah, one of the munchkins. Oh, that was in, was it in Wizard of Oz or was it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
It was Wizard of Oz.
Oh, they're Oompa Loompas in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
But I've always heard that too. And I know that I saw like a picture, but that doesn't mean that it was real or anything. But, and then they tried to look up all these like hidden things in movies, like inappropriate things. And the list was just really stupid.
It was more like editing errors than
yeah,
whatever they were looking for. I guess they just wanted dicks.
Or Jay just did. Wanted dick, yeah.
Lewis finally called Jay out for that.
One of my notes somewhere on here, it says that Lewis finally, like, that Lewis called him out for loving dicks a lot and just needing some dick time. He just needs some dick every episode. Because there was a whole, they'd asked about the ugly baby, the really old ugly baby, and then also talking about the hidden things in movies kind of at the same time. Because they were waiting on something to be pulled up, anything. So they kept being like, the first person who pulls up anything, you get to be Dorothy.
Yeah. I was also thinking for Bobby, he might be a really cute munchkin. Or maybe Becky.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Who gets to be Toto and just be carried around in the bath? Who's small? You're tiny.
Somebody Lewis could carry me around in a
Well, whoever's Dorothy is going to be carrying you around.
Well, then Lewis needs to be Dorothy. Because I'm going to be wherever they are on Halloween, of course.
Of course. Well, who get to I be?
You should be the good witch.
Aw, I'll be the good witch.
Sounds oh, no!
What?
No, it was awful.
I die?
No, because I keep thinking about your, I keep forgetting, I mean, about the horse thing. I almost said you could be one of the colorful horses.
I'm fucking quitting this podcast. I'm sick of it. This is sixth grade all over again. Why don't you just put A in my locker? And write H is for horse. And then, or you can write horse, but like W-H-O-R-E-S-E. Or like horse. Because that happened. You're telling me. You're hot.
I forgot. Thanks. I forgot to turn the thermostat down before we started.
Do you need to go turn it down or take your clothes off or turn it down or take your clothes
both?
Off?
Both. Why not both? Maybe we could get some ice cubes and
I was going to say, turn the air on and then get naked.
Oh, yeah. Like, get it really cold and then my nips will be poking.
Yeah.
Please. I won't have to get naked. They'll just rip right through my shirt.
Exactly. Just all the work for you.
I am literally sweating my ass off right now. It's pretty gross.
Do you want to pause and go turn the heat down?
I kind of do.
Okay, we'll be right back. Emma's like, we'll be right back, Natalie.
How do you pause? Oh. I don't know how it works anymore.
Me either. What's going on here? We're back. Oh, well, I guess for them, it's not really anything.
No, yeah. There's nothing in between that.
Maybe you should put, like, the Always Sunny music in there.
The gang turns the thermostat down.
Yes. Where were we? I don't know. But at some point, I know that Jay was like, he said that he was like, it's just us. I love the Zoom episodes when it's just us. And then Lewis was agreeing. And then it was like, and then I'm going to get Steve-O on. Yeah, it's great. But Steve-O. But it sounds like, because he had, because Jackass 4 or whatever is coming out soon and he'll be making his rounds. So it sounds like they're going to try to get him on a live episode.
Yeah, and Lewis is already planning to suck balls and finger butts to That's impress exciting. Him.
I can't wait to see that.
Me too.
Whose butts he sucking?
Suck or, balls.
Whose balls he sucking? Jay, surely, right? Maybe Steve-O's.
I don't know. Would he suck Jay's balls and finger Dave's butt?
He might go for Jay's butt because it's the cleanest. So he might suck Dave's balls.
Ooh.
And go for Jay butt.
I wonder how big or small Dave's balls are.
What if he has a big giant cock and a little teeny? Oh, wait, he has a micro penis because he's slow jerking his teeny tiny penis on the Patreon. He did it on the Patreon.
He did. You guys got to go to patreon.com/skanksgangspod to see this.
It was
exclusive.
A lot. It was hot. But. But he. Oh, so he has a teeny, teeny, tiny little baby micro penis and just some big old balls. Can Lewis put them both in his mouth at once?
You think? Seems like it would be hard.
Maybe. But Lewis does have a pretty big mouth.
Does he?
I don't know. He's really loud. I've never inspected his mouth. I almost said inspectigated. Inspectigated. Who?
I'm sorry. Jay's getting some tattoos covered.
That was what I was going to say next.
Yeah,
he's got some drama with the tattoos because he had asked on Instagram if there were any tattoo artists in wherever he was going. And I guess now because he's super popular and has all these new followers that aren't necessarily fans of his. Which I never understood that. Like, why you follow people that, I don't know, whatever. But anyways. And people were like, you're just trying to get free tattoos and just giving him shit because everybody's always mad on the internet. So he's like, now I don't know what to do. He should have got tattoos while he was here. Because I think the girl he was talking about, yeah, because Lewis got his Milo and Otis tattoo here from a girl, from a lady.
Oh.
And I thought Jay had said that that same girl had done something else of his. I don't know.
I don't know, but apparently he's going to cover the Marilyn Manson lyrics.
Not all of them. Just on one arm. And it's like, what is, I don't know the lyrics. I don't exactly know what it says, but it says something about heaven.
Oh, I have no idea. Did they say what it said?
I don't know. Probably, but the one that was, it's like useful in hell is the other side.
Or useless.
Useless in hell. So he's keeping that for now. And Dave was like, he's like, it makes me sad that you're that you have that low of self-esteem that you think you'd be useless in hell. But he'd be very useful because he can drive a stick and park the cars.
What?
Jay said he would be very useful in hell because he can valet the cars.
He said can, that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that part of the show. I'm so sorry. No, I thought it was fun that Lewis's description of like what he thought hell was when he was a kid, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like just that you're your flesh with an L, not fresh. Your flesh is just burning for eternity mm-hmm. in fire. And I was just like, no, little baby Lewis, clearly hell is just dicks everywhere.
Do you not listen? Did you not listen when you were a kid? When we weren't even born yet? Jay or Dave was like, oh, I just thought it's just mildly uncomfortable. And the bagels are not all the way done.
That's Jewish hell.
Oh, that's hilarious. Human and undone bagels. Ugh. Awful. Sounds like a terrible time. Lewis was talking about that he's going to England soon. And he was asking Jay, like, what should he do? And Jay apparently just hates England. Which I guess we knew, because
what he said was that he hates overseas.
Everywhere overseas. He hates overseas. And when asked why, he said, because it's not here. Which, I agree. I don't particularly need to leave. I'm fine.
I feel like I have too much anxiety to travel to a different country.
Yeah, what if you get stuck? I'm always scared that you're going to get stuck or taken.
You know what bugs me about the idea of going to a foreign country is that I assume that they, like everyone in every other country, hates Americans.
Yeah.
And American women. Sure as fuck. If their first language isn't English, I sure as fuck don't speak any of your language. I feel like I would be that rude ass American.
It's like, don't you guys speak English here? They talked about Andrew Schultz for a while and how great he's doing. Because he like took his or posted all these pictures of him and his girlfriend in Paris or something. And he's like, now my girlfriend thinks that I should be doing that shit. But he can't afford to.
It's too much.
It is a lot to be like in Paris and then be driving with your lady and then also be paying somebody to be driving around you and taking pictures of you. Beside you, in front of you, all around.
I just liked when Dave... about that, like your wife's wanting to do or your girlfriend's wanting to do stuff like that, that Dave said that he just tells his wife, you shut up and make me another baby.
Hell yeah.
Well, like that's how you deal with that.
That's how you put an end to that. We're not going anywhere, bitch. Except into that room.
You know where you're going? The kitchen or the bedroom?
You want your hands on a sandwich or my dick? Pick one now.
Apparently Gas Digital flooded and Lewis doesn't care.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it on Instagram. I think Ralph posted pictures of it maybe. And they're all like, it's just odd how calm Lewis is right now. But wait, like what he was like, what can you do? What does getting mad or upset about it do? It's not gonna fix any of your damaged shit. Just unlike him.
Yeah.
He's on drugs.
No, but they were saying that he's been like that with certain things. Like mm-hmm. they talked about the laptop that he destroyed.
A laptop?
Laptop? Open Dave. Your mouth, Dave.
You're the smart one. Come on now. But yeah, about how he didn't like freak out when it got broken.
Yeah.
They took it, oh, because of the hurricane. That's what all the damage was about. And Lewis was like, you gotta be a damn retard if rain kills you. And that was good. That one killed me.
Killed me too.
Start talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I'm not really sure why, because the thing that they played, it was pretty old about him saying the N-word, right? But did something new happen?
Yeah. I guess his daughter is now saying that he's also homophobic or something. I don't know.
Boo-hoo. He's an old man. They all are. Next.
I just couldn't believe. But when in the video of him talking, he said, "I've never been racist. I'm 33.5% Apache." Like, okay.
And that makes you not racist?
That's a less legitimate argument than, like, I have black friends.
And boy, do they. Stay tuned for the next episode. They do have black friends. But he was like saying that the brothers gave him Dog was saying that the brothers gave him permission to say the N-word, and but apparently now his pass expired.
And no one told him.
No one told him. That's so rude. It's really not his fault if no one told him that his pass expired. How was he to know?
Oh my god. Dear black people, please call your old white friends when their passes expire.
They're gonna keep saying it if they don't know it's wrong.
Maybe people should start giving out like physical passes.
Yeah.
With an expiration date.
Yeah. Instead of like a green card, it's just a black card. Yeah.
Could be brown. Yeah,
maybe. Do you have to have like, does the card have to match the slur? Do you only get like, what if you have a brown one, a black one, a yellow one? Like, can you say all the things?
Ooh, you gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. Let's make a new game. It'll be like Pokemon Go
and a rainbow one.
Yeah, perfect. We'll have a scavenger hunt at Skankfest.
We need to make some friends, some diverse friends.
They'll come.
And they were talking about adults fucking 13-year-old boys.
Yeah. At some point during this, they were talking. Jay said something about his daughter's grown up and moved out. And Dave was like, mine too. And then apparently Lewis's son had a threesome with Jay and Dave's daughters. It's a lot going on over there.
Yeah, it's crazy. New York City people are weird.
Nuts. We don't even do that here.
No, you keep it in the family.
Yeah, we keep them like we keep them close. You don't want to spread that. That's weird.
Lewis really, really, really needed to thoroughly explain what the woods are and where they were.
Nobody in the world knows woods. They don't know, but he knows them like the back of his hand. Because anyway, because he started to tell the story that we've all heard about and being in the woods with his sister's friend and finding a porn magazine or something.
He said we found it, but then he said that he had it in the woods. He hid it there.
Scammed it. He's told the story so many times now, he doesn't know what's true.
Yeah.
But he said that the girl was a couple years older than him, and she was like, wouldn't it be cool or crazy or something if we fucked right now? And he just swallowed loudly and didn't say anything. Aw, poor little baby Lewis.
But Jace told a story about a girl laying on him topless or something, and he told her that she should go home because his grandma was going to be home soon or whatever. I don't remember how this came up, but I don't know what Lewis said to prompt Jay to say this, but he was like, you were 10, Lewis. And Lewis said, "You were 14. I was a child." Like, a 14-year-old isn't a child.
That's a grown-ass adult in New York, apparently. And whenever, because Lewis brought up again, like, towards the end of the show about, he was like, "What should I do whenever I'm in England?" And Jay was like, "Don't eat." And was just talking all kinds of shit about the food.
Yeah. And Lewis said he was going to go woman punching.
Yeah. And make a lot of fag jokes.
I feel like Lewis kept mentioning that just to try to get Jay to do his British accent. Because he knows how much we love it.
Specifically us.
The fans in general.
No. Us. Fuck true. Them.
True. We are the most important fans.
I think so.
I wonder why no one likes us.
Oh, shit.
The fag jokes thing was cracking me up, though.
Yeah. The fag, the first fag in the morning, the last fag at night are the best ones. And we're not going to tell you guys all his jokes. We'll save them for England.
Don't spoil it for those limey bastards.
No. That was pretty much all I had on that episode.
Me too.
Okay. Episode 574. We have black friends. Is that the right number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was checking because I thought the last one was 572, and I was like, did I skip one or did I write it wrong? Neither.
It's fine. We're fine here. Everything's fine.
Anyway, the guest was Jamar Neighbors.
And apparently,
the way I have that written, it just says we have black friends with Jamar Neighbors. There's no, like, quotations on the name or anything. No comma even. We have black friends with Jamar Neighbors. But only with Jamar.
That's it. When he's gone, no more black friends.
Oh my gosh, it kind of went that way on the show.
It really did, because the second he was gone, they didn't have black friends anymore.
Yeah.
They even chanted about
it. Yeah.
I guess there was a warm-up. I guess Lewis does the warm-up before every show, but apparently not by telling jokes. Apparently it is by abusing the ground.
Yeah.
By slinging pizzas and knocking drinks over. And I saw on Twitter... He was hitting people.
Yeah, he beat a couple of fans up.
Yeah. They might have deserved it. I saw you reply that, but I don't know. So I don't know about the warm-up show. Seems pretty intense.
Wasted a fucking pizza?
How dare you? To a show they apparently had to pay for. Lewis didn't know they had to pay for. How are people getting tickets if you weren't having to pay for it?
I don't know.
Lewis, who has been saying, get your tickets, they're sold out. They're going to be sold out since at least they were outside last year.
Maybe he thought it was like a reservation thing.
Oh, maybe.
He was just like, first come, first serve.
Maybe he's just a Jew bastard and pretending he didn't know. I believe that they're not getting paid, though, like, by the stand.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have to get the money for all the wasted food and drinks and glasses and
true
furniture.
So maybe that's why. Maybe they just started charging because Lewis is so destructive. They're like, you guys scream the N-word here a lot while there's other people here. This is just damage control. You're making people walk out on their tables. You owe us some money. So there was I counted three because I knew there was a few. So I kept note of how many we have black friends chants there were. And I think there was three. And then the one, we don't have black friends.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what brought it up, But Lewis, they were talking about the vaccination. And Lewis went on this big thing about how vaxxers are faggots and sellout bitches and all this. Trying to say that he's not vaccinated, but he has to be if he's traveling to another country, right? Don't you have to be now?
Well, you don't have to be, but you have to test negative before you go, right after you get there. And then even then, you still have to quarantine for 14 days.
So he's definitely vaccinated.
He definitely got vaccinated. He's not going to put up with all that inconvenience. No. That made me wonder. Do you have to be vaccinated for Skankfest?
I don't know.
Because it's Texas. Like, surely not.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you have to be vaccinated to fly? I know you're not flying because you're going to be living there, but I still don't know if I'm flying or not. I don't know what's going on. It's fine.
I don't know. I think you're supposed to be or wear a mask. I don't know because I haven't flown in so long.
I have thought about just getting vaccinated just because. Because the whole time I've been like with Lewis, where he was like, I don't know why I don't want it, but I really just don't want it. Because I've said, like, the only reason that I would get is if it's stopping me from doing something. And I'm really sad if, like, come November, they're like, oh, by the way, you do have to be vaccinated. But then, like you said, it's Texas.
I don't know, but if you do have to be vaccinated for Skankfest, I'm going to need a card. Mm-hmm.
There was a really hot girl, apparently, that they didn't show her very long.
No, and not they very well. I didn't believe the hotness. From either. What I did see.
It was makeup. I could see the makeup.
I don't know. When I saw her, she was making a weird face.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like, saying I she's can't not tell hot. If she's hot or not. I don't know.
But the guy that they were or that she was with, they kept like harassing him, trying to find out what he does for a living. And like
because they couldn't. Because they couldn't believe that they were together.
Yeah. And then after they find out that he's a graphic designer or something, they, I kicked over something, but they find out that really she's like the fan of Legion of Skanks and brought him, and that started a whole, a whole
mean thing
about you. About girls who like Legion of Skanks and their husbands don't.
Yep.
Whoops. Stay away from those girls, you guys.
Yeah. Be like, apparently we're awful.
Find girls like me who only get into things because a man in her life told her to.
Maybe it would be neat that I liked it. Without a man telling me about it, but no, apparently it makes me a disgusting trash bag piece of shit.
Awful. Why are you the way you are?
My dad and my mom and my brother and my sister.
My grandpa.
Oh my god, my grandpa.
The death of your grandma was a lot. She was a sweet baby angel, but
she was.
Well, then they start talking about the LA comedian overdose situation. Because like 4 people overdosed. I still don't know who the other 2 people were, but I don't know who the guy was. I don't know who that guy was.
Me either.
I'm sorry. His name down. Johnson was his last name, I think. Fu Quan? I don't know, sorry. Something. He died. Rest in peace. And 2 other people. And then Kate Quigley, who I've heard her name a bunch of times, but I didn't really know who she was. And no. I like seen her on Twitter.
Yeah, I've seen her on Twitter a lot.
And then I didn't know any of the Darius Rucker things, like that she was date or like engaged to him or whatever. But she did.
Darius Rucker.
That's Hootie and the Blowfish. That's his name.
That guy's from Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah. Oh. That's why.
They mentioned him when they were talking about Hootie and the Blowfish, and I thought it was just some joke that I didn't get. No, I thought, because they said the guy, his name is Hootie, and I was like, that's a weird name.
No, his name was Darius. It's a much more fitting name, huh?
Oh my god.
But he's like a country singer now. But yeah, Hootie, she dated or was engaged to Hootie, but that's why they started singing the thing. But anyways, yeah, so then they went on this big thing and sang a song to Kate, and oh, it got me.
Oh. It almost got me, and I don't know why. We both don't know why. Really, there's something about when people come together to sing a song,
it gets me, it moves me deep, it I don't know what it is, but like the fact that Dave was it singing along, it like it broke me. That was what got I was like, oh no, Dave's having fun too. I can't take all this joy.
It makes us really sad to see Dave having fun.
I want nothing in this life but Dave to be miserable.
It was a really sad song too.
We talked about this, that because it fucking, I'm just in a spot in my life and it fucking broke me when they started singing it. And my husband was like, you show no emotion through the majority of your life and you're weeping over the Legion of Skanks singing. And I was just like, just let me cry.
Let her cry.
Are you listening? Let her cry. And then I teared up again today when I was taking my notes because I'm a bitch. Oh, got me every time. So please do more sing-alongs. I love
also, it. Also, like, if I'm ever, like, if I ever die, not ever, but, like, soon, could you sing a song for me, too?
What song would you want them to sing when you die?
Where the Hood At?
I was literally going to say, like, what's that fucking... Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb, huh, for me? Well, there you go, guys. Legion of Skanks. When and if we die before you fucking grandpas. Will you rap for us? Because it's not singing.
Or Party in the USA.
Wrecking Ball.
Oh no, I'll be crying in my grave. I can't handle them singing Wrecking Ball all together.
Alyssa Lies. It's really sad songs.
Don't you dare.
You guys, you have to sing Alyssa Lies, Brian. You can even sing You can even sing Alex Lies.
No.
Cause her dad beat the shit out of her.
I can't handle that song.
It doesn't matter, you're dead.
They listened to it on Opie and Anthony with Patrice, and I couldn't even listen. So like they were being funny and I was bawling at the song.
It's a sad song. It's really sad. Oh, so you're sticking with Where the Hood At?
Yeah.
Because I'm sticking with Gooba, Ooba Gooba, or whatever the fuck that song is called. I'm pretty sure it's called Gooba. So, I don't know. Did I say Tech N9ne earlier? Did I ever say 6ix9ine? Because I think I said Tech N9ne.
I have no idea. I knew what you were talking about. I didn't hear you say anyone's name. Or maybe I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyways, if I did, I apologize. Tech 9, I meant 6ix9ine.
Jamar was cracking me up when they were singing this. Like, some of the stuff that he said. He's like, I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about. Like, when they were singing.
When he goes, oh, this is Hootie.
But then at the end, he was like, I didn't know that song.
But he fucking killed it.
He did awesome on his verse.
He did so good. And then my notes, it's so stupid right here because it says Jamar killed it, and then right below it, bigger, because I really meant it when I said it this time. I said, but Dave and Jay are killing it. Because I'm so like, they, oh my gosh, Lewis, he always does great with the sing-alongs, but just seeing Dave in there just really got me going, really got me crying out of my eyes.
We just like seeing dudes be friends.
we never see guys be friendly with each other. We just, I love it. It gets me every time.
You can feel the love in the room and you're like, oh, they love each other.
They do like each other. It's not just for show.
And it's not because my period is due like right now. It's not that. It's
same. And Jamar thought the song was gonna be Drift Away. Oh, and they were saying Lewis said that right at the end of the song, that's whenever Kate Quigley's heart monitor just stopped.
When they said that the doctors had to talk to her family, like, we tried a highly experimental procedure.
It made me think there's a Scrubs episode and a Grey's Anatomy episode where someone's in like a coma or something and everyone's just singing. But it made me think of those because I pictured that. Her just being like in a coma and like the doctors were singing and like everybody's just singing along.
I haven't seen that in years.
I haven't seen it in a while. But I'm a sucker for sing-alongs episodes, and every show has one.
So, I think that Janice and Carla are trying to steal our whole damn thing.
Two fat moms?
Fat moms? That's what we do. We're fat moms.
We're melty moms. That's our thing.
Everyone's going to be mad at us for saying that we're fat.
No. Fuck off. Let me just be fat. Fuck.
Let me just think I'm fat.
I don't need you to tell me I'm not. I don't care. It means nothing to me. I've seen me naked. None of you have.
True.
Fight me.
Good point.
Just saying.
I've seen her naked.
Exactly. She's seen me
naked. I'm not arguing with her.
She is a fat fucking pig. Speaking of fat fucking pig, Lewis said something about calling Lewis a fat pig, but Lewis said something about calling them like fat slut pigs or something. And Jay was like, he's like, well, I'm in the middle of a divorce right now, so I think she's fine.
Fine. We know what fine means here.
Boy, do we. They talked about soon is going to be the 10-year anniversary of Legion Skanks.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
They were kind of debating about it, and Dave was like, well, you two, I don't know, something about Lewis and Jay, have been fucking for 12 years, so.
Together for about 10.
That's what we do here, Dave.
He's stealing our stuff. Is he trying to be a skank skank? Is this going to be the skank skank skanks podcast?
I hope so.
Who do you guys think is going to be the first skank to leave the Legion of Skanks and come and join us over here at Skank Skanks? That was a lot of S's and it was fucking me up.
I don't know.
Because you think it would be Lewis, but he won't be the first one to leave.
He wouldn't point to leave. Make. We would just be a side bitch.
Hello?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
My extra fridge, my second fridge, is making some weird noises tonight. I think it might explode. Please don't forget to sing for me.
Wear the hood at, remember. Except it's Legion of Skanks, so they'll turn it into where the hood's at, and they'll all come out in clan hoods.
Oh, I thought it would just be good enough for them, because there's a lot of N-words in that one.
Yeah, that's even funnier. They'll be singing N-words with hoods on. McDonald's finally cleared up the big debate on what Grimace is. We've all been super curious. I don't think I've ever questioned what he was. I just let him be what he is.
I never stopped to think about McDonald's cartoon characters.
I didn't know there was a cartoon.
No, but I mean, like, even.
Yeah. Like the mascots or whatever they
are. Yeah, I never stopped to think about them. What they are.
No. Never. But I guess he's a giant taste bud. But their guesses were a black guy's teardrops, a giant eggplant, one of their patties after 100 days. And then they were trying to decide if he had a voice or not. Turns out he has a very African voice. Or at least in the song.
Didn't he?
His voice wasn't necessarily, but the song was very, very, I guess, was that African?
I don't know, because they were talking over the whole... This annoyed the shit out of me when they were playing that, because they played it to hear his voice, and you could see that you would be able to hear his voice, but they were talking over it so much that I couldn't hear it, and I was like, would you just shut up for a second? And whoever was controlling the video was, like, frantically moving the cursor all around, but not actually doing anything, and I was like, what is going on?
Am I supposed to be looking at something? Because usually they'll, like, be circling something or whatever, you know?
They couldn't decide if they were gonna pause, unpause, change the time, like move back or forward, and I was just like, can you, whoever's doing that, calm the fuck down, and can everyone else shut up for a split second so we can hear this voice? Turns out they finally did shut up enough. Turns out Jay fucking nailed the voice.
Yeah, although he does he sounded exactly like he looked, he'd like he would sound, if that made any sense.
Yeah.
Jay, because it showed, like, the human characters in this little cartoon, and Jay was like, what is this, the wild thornberries? And I was like, why does he know that? That was, like, I mean, I guess his daughter, but...
Yeah.
But my initial thought was just, like, I watched Wild Thornberries. But his daughter's really not that much younger than me.
So. I think that came after I was too old for that stuff.
Yeah.
I remember it existing.
And I don't think it was on for very long. It was one of my first, I might have said this already, that was one of my first movie theater movies that I saw. It was like Rugrats and Wild, they have a movie where they like collide.
Oh.
And Burger King sold these like, well, it was like with the Happy Meals or whatever they are at Burger King. And it was like a scratch and sniff thing. Have I told you this? Where it was like, a thing would come up and it would be like popcorn, and you like scratch the popcorn one, and like during the movie, I don't know. It was
okay.
Oh, the early 2000s.
Oh, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like a teenager already.
Yeah, I was still a young baby.
I can't even remember. How do you remember the first movie that you saw in the theater?
The first movie that I remember seeing was actually the Flintstones, but not, it wasn't a cartoon. It was like John Goodman.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
I saw that in theater. I remember my mom and my dad being there. So I was young because they were together. And then I remember just my mom for the other one. So I was a little older.
I don't know. I think we went to the movies a lot when I was a kid because I do not remember. I remember my grandpa would take us to like kids' movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents would take us to whatever we wanted to see, which was oftentimes like horror movies.
2003 was the Rugrats Wild Thornberries movie.
Oh.
So I was little.
I remember a Rugrats movie that came out in the 90s.
There was Rugrats Go to Paris. there's all kinds of Rugrats movies.
I think it was just the Rugrats movie.
Or yeah.
Or something.
I was big into Rugrats.
Maybe I'm retarded, but when they were watching that Grimace music video, what was it? The song? The video for the song? And they kept talking about it being African, and the whole time I was like, because I couldn't hear it very well, and I was just like, this looks like some kind of Pacific Islander thing to me. Like, it looked like Hawaiian or Samoan or something.
Jay said, he's like, oh, he's Samoan at first, and then they went with the African thing. Oh. And so then I was like, oh, I don't know what it is. I don't know what this is supposed to be.
Oh, it was Jay who said Wakandu, but Wakanda is in Africa, but we just can't see it because we're white.
Yeah.
And they, like, didn't Lewis think that Wakanda was, like, a different planet or something?
I didn't know if he thought...
No, Lewis said Wakandu. Yeah.
But I don't know if he thought that was a different planet, but the thing about the different planet, I know he said that Grimace looked like an alien from an African tribe on another planet or something like
that. Yeah, but then he was like Wakandu or something.
Oh, okay.
And then Jay said that's in Africa. It's just so we can't see it because we're white. And I don't think that's what it was. I don't think that you couldn't see it because you're white. I think they just had like the technology to shield it from view from other people in general, not just white people.
Is this from a movie or is this real life? What is going on? I don't know why you guys can't see this place. Is it real or not?
Black Panther?
I've never seen the Black Panther.
I know you haven't seen it, but you've heard of it, right?
I've heard like Wakanda forever.
Like just scrolling Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You see stuff about it. It's just one of the Marvel things.
Okay. So I knew that it had something to do with Black Panther, but I didn't know that if it was a real or not real place.
It's like, not a real place.
I don't know where Nebraska is. So. whenever they were talking about all of this, Lewis, the other thing I remember, I couldn't think of it earlier, but the thing Lewis said that fucking killed me was he said that he was a one-eyed, no job, flying purple people eater that Grimace was, and it fucking killed me. And I think somebody might have been talking over him when he said it, so it didn't get as much attention as it should have. But I think it was great.
Who said Grimace loves hamburgers? Grimace loves hamburgers and hates paying child support.
I don't know. I don't know who said that.
I think it was Jay, but Lewis snorted when he laughed at that, and it was so cute.
I think it was Jay, Natalie.
It was so cute. No, I just felt like not alone because I do that a lot.
You even honked like me earlier.
I have so many laughs. Oh my God, the other day, I don't know what we were talking about. I was talking to my husband and I said something and laughed at my own thing that I said. And then I immediately was like, what was that laugh? What am I, Fat Albert? And that's when he started laughing. He was like, that Fat Albert thing was way funnier than the laugh or what you said before. Because of course, I don't know what it sounded like, Fat Albert.
I guess I don't know what Fat Albert's laugh sounds like, but I can picture it in my head.
It sounded, I don't know what his laugh sounds like, but it sounded like
what you would think a fat black man sounds like.
No, it sounded like, what, isn't he the one who says, I'm not doing it, but hey, 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 hey. Yeah. It sounded like that, but a laugh. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down now. There was some more. We have Black French chants. Then Louis or Jay brought up that he wanted, because he's been listening to it, a lot of Everlast side projects lately. And he thinks that Everlast is just one of the coolest white guys on the planet. So does my dad. And
are you kidding me?
No, I almost text my dad this night and been like, give me your top like coolest white guys, and I wanted to see who he would say, because I guarantee fucking D that Everlast would be top three.
Probably like himself.
Sylvester's, it'd be like, he'd be like BK, and they'd be like Everlast, and then he'd be like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh my gosh. When Jamar said something about Everlast, he thought that was boxing gloves. I swear to you, anytime anyone mentions Everlast, that's all I can think of.
I think I said something
that that's a person.
I said something recently about Everlast, and then you were like, the boxing gloves or something. You, we did, we had, yes, this conversation.
Yes.
So Jamar's list was Eminem. I assume, I don't know if this is in order for him, but he said Eminem, Robin Thicke, Iggy Azalea, George Zimmerman, and Big J, and then Justin Bieber was honorable number six. Lewis was talking about how much he really hates MGK.
Me too.
Jay mentioned that he goes, or Dan Soder's pick, White Chocolate, this guy Jason Williams, which it just was weird to me because I was just taught, I just learned about this guy. He was a basketball player. I just learned about this guy like a week ago. It was a Jason Williams person. And I just thought it was weird that Jay mentioned it. I didn't tell anybody that I found out about him, but
what? Why would you tell people?
Guess who I just found out about. No, I just meant because he didn't hear it on here.
Oh. Okay.
Corn sucks, but is still cooler than Everlast, says Lewis.
When I was straightening my hair today, I was trying to think of other people who are cooler than Everlast.
A lot. Most.
Yeah, true.
Elvis. Do they have to be alive? Because the first two people that came to my head was Elvis and Mac Miller, and they're both dead.
My list got ridiculous where it was like I was just saying like in my head, not out loud. Like horrific monsters. I was like Adam Lanza. Hitler.
Anyone. When they were talking about George Zimmerman, they talked about how Jay voiced George Zimmerman in the little cartoon that they created forever ago. I don't know when, but a while ago. That was just all these just evil people, but we're actually superheroes.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, I didn't see the whole thing, but it looked like it was.
I feel like I've seen it before, or at least like the short or whatever.
I don't know. I was listening to them talk about this Zimmerman and everything. I was like, what the fuck cartoon are they talking about? I don't think I knew what it was before this.
Because they had OJ, Hitler, Bin Laden, Zimmerman, and Justin Bieber again. And like the Twin Towers were evil robots. Sounds pretty cool. I'm shocked that Adult Swim didn't want it. It sounds very Adult Swim.
It does.
Maybe
it seems just like it seems like it would fit in there.
Yeah. They were talking about how Facebook labeled or it was like a video of like black people or something, and then it was like, would you like to watch more primate videos?
Yeah, that was weird. But like when they actually played the video and they were like, it doesn't even show the black guy.
Yeah, well, and then Jamar was like, you guys want to see something crazy? And it was showing how his phone, or how like iPhone or facial recognition or whatever on iPhones is racist, and any black face was just unlocking his phone.
I couldn't believe that when Lewis was like, let me make my face look blacker, and that worked with like Jamar, his hand in front of
Jamar was like pushing buttons the whole time.
I know. I saw that every time it unlocked, was like, he was doing something to the phone.
So I was like, it's not working. You're tricking us.
But I don't know. I've never had an iPhone. Like, do they have like, cause my phone, you unlock it with your fingerprint, mm-hmm. but it's just like one spot. If I can get it to light up. There's like one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is an iPhone like it works on any part, maybe like any part of the screen if you touch it with your finger?
Yeah. Cause mine's right there too. My phone's so dirty. Mine's right there too. But I know on my old phone, the fingerprint thing was on the back. So like when you were holding it. So I don't know if there's one like on iPhones. I don't know if there's one on the back or anything, but because I don't know. But he was doing something. It was not unlocking. But I guess not to be bit killers, but I don't think that was real.
I did notice that every time that it did unlock, he was also doing something to it.
Yeah. Because I know I don't have the facial thing set up on this phone, but on my old one I did. And like, if I set my phone down, like if I had makeup on, I don't remember which way it was, but one of the ways it didn't work, because whenever I set it up, I either did or didn't have makeup on. And so then I like, if I didn't have it on, whatever it was. So I was like, it couldn't tell me with makeup on, but it could tell a whole ass other person. I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever seen, I don't know if it was like a screenshot of like the camera thing on someone's phone, but they're like taking a picture of a group of people and it was like someone blinked or something and it was the Asian person in the picture.
No.
But it was acting like it was like a feature of the camera.
Oh,
where okay. It was like it like had like a orange box or something.
Yeah.
So it was just, I don't know.
I know what you're saying now, because my phone does that. Like it'll say like that picture may have been blurry or something like that on. I know what you mean now. I thought you meant just like someone just said it. I see what you're saying. Whenever they were showing the video, which I didn't really quite understand, it was just a guy being racist. He was like, I'm being harassed by a group of black men or something. And then Jay was just kind of sitting there through this video. And Liz like slapped him. He was like, hey, be funny. I was like, oh, Jay. He just like zoned out.
Oh, I thought it was because the last thing that Dave said had absolutely no reaction from anybody, and there was a weird moment of silence.
maybe it was that.
Like, do something, save it.
And then Lewis was talking more about whenever he goes overseas and was saying that he was gonna fuck with the guards. The big poofy hat guys. And yeah. I was saying, Jay was like, I wouldn't do it, but you should put a cigarette in his mouth and try to spin kick it out of his face. I wouldn't do that, but you should try. You work out. You could pull it off. That was not good influence on your friend, Jason.
You can't touch them.
I wouldn't think so. You can talk to them all you want, but you can't touch them, right? Like,
no, because they can do, when if you do that, they can
assault you back.
Standing there. Yeah.
This could be assault. Yeah, don't touch anybody, Lewis. Don't touch strangers.
I don't know why he's so obsessed with asking everyone else what he should do in England. Like, I don't know, look it up.
Yeah, and then Jay's giving him ideas finally about, like, touristy things to do, and he's like, no, you fucking tourist, I'm not doing that. Well, why ask for suggestions then, Gomez?
Research.
And I still don't think anybody gave him any actual suggestions.
I thought someone did.
Oh, I thought they were all just really bad ideas about fucking with guards and punching women and riding a bus that he didn't want to ride.
Yeah. Someone said go to Piccadilly Circus and see the, go to the comedy thing that's there. And he was like, no.
Like, no, we're not doing anything that you guys say I should do, even though I've asked 9 times.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I was gonna look up fun things to do in London and I didn't.
Oops. Maybe next time. Maybe Lewis can just look it up himself. He'll figure it out when he gets there.
Hire someone to drive around and take pictures and videos of you and your girlfriend.
There you go. Perfect.
Get trapped in the traffic circle, like on in European vacation. Big Ben.
They were talking about the Uber. So he was like, you're gonna freak out because the guy's on the other side of the road yelled an Uber driver from the wrong side.
Yeah, when they were saying he would just get mad at them for the fact that their steering wheel was on the wrong side.
Put your steering wheel where it goes. Learn how to fucking drive a car.
Yep.
That hurts. My grandmother.
Yeah, we learned that on the Patreon.
Yeah, I know. Where's my nighty? My slippers.
Your glass of wine.
My wine. I'm looking around like I have it in here.
I know. I was like, what the fuck? You do not have a glass of wine. I know.
I just pull one out right for the end of the podcast. Now this is where stuff gets real fun.
Do I look like someone who isn't doing fine?
Sloshing all around.
If you start showing up to the podcast with like purple fangs.
Oh god. Send help.
I'm gonna buy you plane tickets. You're gonna come stay with me.
Multiple.
You gotta get back eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll want me gone. They always do.
My husband did say that you could be our second wife.
Only if I'm hot.
I told him that you're very pretty and you have giant boobs.
Oh, that's a sale.
And that you could do the dishes and help watch the kids.
Perfect. Well, see you in a few hours.
We're gonna buy a new bed when we move. Maybe we could get like a big king size one and we could all fit.
Aw, it'll be so fun. Perfect. I'm so excited. Except to start a new life with you.
Except he works nights, so it'd just be us sleeping together without him.
But think of all the room we'll have.
Oh my god, we could do the podcast in the same room.
We could do it from the bed. The bed cast. Who wants us to podcast from the bed together?
Who votes that my husband and I marry Hannah? Let me know in the comments.
This could be so fun. So fun and hot and fun. Well, let us know if we should get married. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.